Trifecta.
Yeah. Trifecta, that's a good one.
Two balls, two strikes.
Chris Beyer ready again from the stretch, and here's a shot right back up the middle. Colton Meyer takes a turn at third, and he's going to score as Hampson can't come up with the ball cleanly, and now it's 2-0 Meyer Grove. I was watching Kurt Meyer all the way, and he was sending Colton from the get-go.
Yes, he was. He comes up with that ball cleanly in center field. He may have a play at the pie.
I agree.
Kind of a throw.
So an RBI for Alex Welly. Scoring Colton Meyer. It's now 2-0 Meyer Grove here in the fourth inning, and here's Jaron Klopach, the shortstop.
So Meyer Grove adding to their lead.
And Klopach ground ball to Josh Beyer at second. He'll take that one hop, run it to the bag, step on it himself, and that'll do it for Meyer Grove in the fourth. One run on two hits, no errors, and one left on base. We have played 3.5 innings, Meyer Grove 2 and Regal nothing. More Region 15C baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency are proud to provide their customers with good old-fashioned service. If you're looking for answers to financial questions, stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For your insurance needs, stop in and see Sue Meyer of St. Martin Insurance Agency. Sue will be happy to review your present policies to make sure you're fully covered. Stop by and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
It's Region 15C baseball action on KASM. Stay tuned for our post-game show. This afternoon, we'll name your Albany A&W, Richmond A&W player of the game. That player picks up a $10 gift certificate, compliments of Richmond and Albany A&W. They also get a hat from the Chasm Farm Department. And farm broadcaster Joe Gill. To the bottom of the fourth inning, Nathan Beyer, Blake Harsh, Josh Beyer, scheduled hitters against right-hander Matt Imdick. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Meyer Grove, no runs, four hits, and no errors for Regal. Pitch is low and outside of all, 1-0.
Quite sure on that last one to center field. You know, you got to give him a base hit, but can you give him an error for letting him come? But like you said, he was sending him all the way. So if he picks it cleanly, he may have a play at the plate.
There's a strike called, and one ball, one strike. Pitches outside to Nathan Beyer, and the count now 2-1. He won the count. Matt Imdick delivers, and Nathan Beyer rips it past first baseman into right field. Base hit. Nathan gets his first hit of the day, the team's fifth, and Blake Harsh to the plate, possible sacrifice situation. Blake's got some good speed.
Sacrifice bunter, you see if you can bunt for a hit.
In on the grass over at third is Jordan Klopach. Harsh shows bunt, puts it down, and it's fouled at the plate in the count 0-1.
Candidate, but I think if he's going to do that, he should take it with him down the first baseline.
That's a good thought there, Don. I like that. Nathan Beyer will take his lead over at first. Nobody out for Regal, bottom of the fourth. And Carr swinging on that pitch, swings right through it. Strike two, 0-2. Richmond and El Rosa, that game scheduled for about 1:30 this afternoon. Correct. It's from Matt Imdick, high for a ball, and 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. There's strike three called, and Karsh gets caught looking. Close.
Blake didn't think so, but I thought that was a good curveball on the outside corner. Kind of froze Blake for a minute. And then it's too late. Yes, it is. I'll bring Josh Byer to the plate. Josh 0 for 1 so far today. Nathan Byer takes his lead at first. Matt Imdick comes home, and Josh Byer, ground ball to third. Klopak picks it up to second for one. The relay to first, not in time, so they get the force at second. Josh Byer safe on the fielder's choice. I didn't expect him to go to second on that one after he bobbled it a little bit there. I thought, you know, he's going to have to go to first base, but I think they know who's running and what speed's on the bases, and it gives that fielder a little bit of an edge to know what he thinks he can do. Derek Dangerud comes to the plate. Derek 0 for 1 today. A line drive to the left fielder in his only at-bat. Throw to first. Josh Byers slides back safely. Well, we had some runners picked off bases last night in that St. Martin Lake Henry game. Yeah, that was a lot of action over at first.
Yeah, there's a strike call to Derek Dangerud, and the count 0-1.
Our first extra inning game last night out of the first nine. Josh Byer, his lead again. Oh, got him.
And they're going to call him out as he gets picked off at first base. What a move by Matt Imdick to pick off Josh Byer. That will do it for Regal here in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played four. It's Meyer Grove 2, Regal nothing. More Region 15C baseball action coming up in a minute here on KASA.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Lenars a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Want more protection for your diesel equipment? Upgrade to Maxtron Enviro Edge, full synthetic diesel engine oil from Senex. It's so advanced, it delivers up to 44% better wear protection. In fact, it's proven to extend engine life, oil drains, and mileage. And those are three bottom line benefits no fleet should pass up in today's economy.
Hi, this is Jason Landon, CHS Certified Energy Specialist. Make a change for the better. Try Senex Maxtron Enviro Edge in your fleet. CHS Prairie Lakes, agronomy, energy, and grain marketing.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, CHASM.
Randy and Don with you here on KASM Radio. 2-0 Meyer Grove leading Regal after four innings, top of the fifth coming up. And for Meyer Grove, it's going to be Anthony Welly, Kurt Marthaler, and Tanner Klopak. Anthony Welly tries to put a bunt down and misses it. 0-1 the count. Chris Byer delivers, and Anthony Welly delivers a single to right field. Boy, look at how hard they're running the first because Blake Karsh is playing so shallow in right field.
I think Anthony Welly realized that when he hit it. He said, I better hustle down here because Blake was charging hard.
You ever get thrown out at first base from right field?
Maybe, probably. With my speed, anything was possible.
We got Tina Terrace following us on Twitter today. Yeah, if you want to follow us at Chasm Randy, at Chasm Randy, we'll keep you updated with scores here, inning by inning. On a lot of tweets, aren't you?
Yeah.
We're doing good. Doing good. Getting the hang of it. 0-1 the count, 2. Kurt Marthaler. Here's Chris Byers throw to first, and back safely is Anthony Welly.
Just talking about that pickoff in the last inning by Matt Imdick. He threw one over there, and I thought, well, I don't know how good Matt's move is, but the next one was a lot quicker.
Kurt Marthauer puts down a good bunt out in front of home plate. Chris Beyer will pick it up. He'll throw to first. 1-3 in the putout of Kurt Marthauer. Sacrifice in order there. Nice bunt.
Yes, it was.
And on the play, Anthony Welly ends up on second.
Matt Emdick on the mound here. He's pitching well. They want to get a couple more runs here to give him some insurance.
We have Raymond leading St. Augustine, Region 11C, 2-0. That's in the fifth inning, so their game just about a mirror image of ours.
Yes, it is.
We're 2-0 Meyer Grove here in the fifth inning. Tanner Klopach at the plate. He's 1-for-2 today with a double, and Tanner with a 1-0 count, swings and misses strike one, 1-1.
Moving along at a kind of a regular pace here, aren't we? I didn't say fast or slow now, Andy.
1-1, 1-1. Welly out at second as Chris Beyer will step off of the pitching rubber. Getting a count here of all the people in attendance. Oh, looks like over 420 as the throw from Chris Beyer back to second. Bounces into center field, but backed up there again by Campson.
Okay, where did the 420 come from?
That's a safe bet.
Now, this is total today, Randy.
It is total, I know.
You're just getting a little anxious for that candy bar again.
Here's Tanner Klopach, a line drive down the right field line and make it the left field line, and this one will go out of play. Just a long strike for Tanner, and the count 1-2. 1-2. Chris Beyer gets a new baseball from the home plate umpire. Again, this is an elimination game. We do have some of the state tournament bracket game times figured out, but because Hamburg, Green Isle, and Norwood are still active in their regions, there is a possibility they can make it to the state tournament, which right. Then the state board would give those teams home games. They're waiting in a few of those brackets. Here's a pitch that goes off of the mitt of Derek Dangerous and on to third base will go the base runner, Anthony Welly. So a pass ball. And now Tanner Klopach with the count of 2-2 has a teammate down at third. Jordan Klopach on deck. And Tanner Powell tips it into the mitt of Dangerous. He's out on strikes. Big strikeout for Chris Beyer. Second out of the inning.
We do know that 15A will have a bye that Saturday, August 26th. They will play in at 1:30 in Hamburg, the number one seed that comes out of this region.
Here's Jordan Klopach. He turns on a pitch and fouls this one down the left field line. That's going to go way out of play. And the count 0-1 to Jordan.
The number two seed will actually be playing Region 12D. That'll be August 19th. That'll be next Saturday at 4 p.m. at Green Isle. Then we're kind of, don't know when the three seed plays yet for sure. Like you said, that's what they're determining with the other three sites there. And D will play on August 20th. That's a Sunday afternoon at 2:30 in Hamburg.
So Jordan Klopach at the plate, the count. At 2-1, and Jordan will take outside, now 3-1. Anthony Welly, the base runner, over at third with two outs. Chris Beyer ready as Dangerous signed the 3-1 pitch. Air strike two as Jordan Klopach was taking all the way. And so now the count full, 3-2. Chris Beyer's pitch, and that's fouled back and out of play, as you would expect on 3-2. Two outs for Meyer Grove here in the fifth. And this one has popped up. It's going to go back and over our heads. Out of play. Conrad Lauer didn't have a shot at it. I don't know what the heck. He could have dove over that. 3-2. The pitch. Outside. Ball four. And Jordan Klopach takes one really close for ball four. That's a good pitch. I believe that's the game's first walk. Both pitchers have been so good so far. And Colton Meyer comes to the plate. Nathan Beyer out to talk with Chris Beyer on the mound.
Coming up to the plate, the right fielder, Colton Meyer.
Colton Meyer, Don's got a good day going. 2 for 2 for Colton. Run scored. He is just a hitting machine. And the pitch to Colton, there's a strike called, and 0-1.
A good region going so far in the two games, 3 for 7, a couple base on ball, sack, bunt. K's.
Well, he's keeping his average up there.
Yes, he is. First and third. Chris Beyer will throw to first. And
back safely is Jordan Klopach. Yeah, that's that base runner too, Don. You can work on that guy at first. And
yes, you can.
Keep him close. And pitch to Colton Meyer outside of ball. And now 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two outs and two on. Andrew Welly on deck for Meyer Grove. Chris Beyer kicks and delivers, and Colton swings through that breaking ball from Chris Beyer, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. See what they do with Jordan Klopach at first now, if he's going on this 1-2. Chris Beyer takes some time. He holds as Colton pops this one up over by third. Nathan Meyer in foul territory makes the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Grovers in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on, 4.5 innings. Meyer Grove 2, and a Regal nothing. Region 15 seed baseball action. More to come in a minute here on KASN.
It's a Minnesota tradition. Now coming from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM all day and night.
For the best eating in New Munich, it's Shady's Bar and Grill. Stop in this weekend and check out their new updated menu with lots of new selections to choose from. Mark your calendars for the pork chop and sweet corn dinner served with baked potatoes, coleslaw, and dinner rolls Wednesday, August 16th, serving from 5 till 8. Wishing all the teams the best from Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the fifth inning coming up here. We're being followed on Twitter by Ronnie Fuchs. If you want to follow us and join Ronnie and all our followers here today, at Chasm Randy, at Chasm Randy, we'll keep you updated on our scores inning by inning. 2-0, Meyer Grove leads. Bottom of the fifth inning, Derek Dangerud will lead it off. Derek will be followed by Austin Campson and then Shane Rademacher, a 2-0 Meyer Grove lead. Who swings and misses, and 0-1. Matt Imdick, Don, seems to be really hitting his spot. Yes, he is, keeping the ball low. Dangerud, another swing and a miss, strike two. A lot of off-speed stuff. 0-2 to count. Imdick kicks and delivers, and right down the middle, Dangerud knew it. A called strike three, and I don't know what Derek was looking for there. If he was looking for maybe more of a curveball, Don, because that was a fastball
right at the belt.
Right.
Got right down there. Surprise.
Austin Campson to the plate. Austin 0 for 1 today. The Eagles with 5 hits. Meyer Grove has 5 hits, but Meyer Grove leading on the scoreboard 2-0. Campson a line drive up the middle. Fielded there at second base by Tanner Klopach. He'll throw to first and get the speedy Campson 4-3 in the putout.
See, Matt Emdick stuck his glove out. He thought,
I better not. You know, if I deflect it, it's going to go past second baseman as
he's
moving towards the middle.
You got to trust that your second baseman's in the right place.
Yes, he was.
Here's Shane Rademacher. Shane, 1-for-2 today. His last at bat just hit a rope out to left field. As Matt Imdick delivers, and Shane beats this on the ground to Jaron Klopach at short. Jaron has to rush his throw, and they get Shane Rademacher 6-3 on the putout. And the Eagles go 1-2-3 in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played five. Meyer Grove 2, Regal nothing. Back with more baseball in a minute.
Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese in our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Contact North American Insurance Agency in Belgrade, Earl Rosa today at 877-254-3191.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Cold Spring Springers and Moorhead playing over in 2B. They're top of the fourth inning, no score in that baseball game. Make our way here to the top of the sixth inning. Chris Byers' first pitch to Andrew Willie. Ball 1-0. Andrew drills it to left field. In the corner, it gets by Rademacher. Will roll to the fence. Andrew Welle digging for second. He's in with a stand-up double in the sixth.
Oh. Put the bat on the ball on that one, did Andrew Welle.
Their cleanup hitter. Andrew Welle, his first hit of the day for Meyer Grove, and their second extra base hit. Tanner Klopach had a double back in the first.
Kind of kept eluding Sean Rademacher out there, didn't it?
It did.
I mean, he had a chance at it.
Tim Beyer pops out of the dugout, wants to talk with his infielders, Chris Beyer, Nathan Beyer, and now Derek Dangerud out. And I think they're going to make a pitching change, Don. As Shane Rademacher has come in from left field. I think that'll be all for Chris Beyer today. With the pitching change here, we're going to mention some of our Region 15C sponsors. Bucky's Bar. Over in El Rosa, West Central Sanitation, the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill, right here in New Munich at your feed service of New Munich, Central Minnesota Realty, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer. Central Minnesota Insurance bringing us baseball along with Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance Agency, CHS of El Rosa, North American Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix here in New Munich, BNS Excavating, Ducci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin, Corky's Bar over in Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, Liz Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Scooters Trucking, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Cutzer Excavating, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Stony Creek Dairy, the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, the State Bank of Richmond, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, A Rosa Grain and Feed, and the Greenwall Pub, our Region 15C sponsors. Reminder, too, stay tuned for our post-game show today. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. That player gets $10 certificate. Compliments of Richmond and Albany A&W. They also get a hat. Compliments to Joe Gill and the Chasm Farm Department, the Chasm hat. And you can catch our broadcast on 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM on AM 1150, on our stream at mychasm.com. You can also pick us up on TuneIn Radio. And follow us on Twitter, too, at Chasm Randy. At Chasm Randy, you can follow us on Twitter. drop me a text message. Let me know where you're listening to us from today. 320-248-1602. John, our pitching change.
Yeah, Sean, Shane Rademacher coming in from left field to do the pitching now, and Chris Beyer will move over to second base. Didn't see who went into the left.
Looks like Josh Beyer's out in the left then. So Josh went to a left
field second base. Second. Okay.
Josh Beyer in left field, so Austin Campson stays in center. And at the plate, it's Drake Beyer. There's Shane Rademacher's pitch, and a strike call to Drake Beyer. Drake 0 for 2 today, a couple ground balls to third base.
Good-looking right-handed hitter here, this Drake Beyer. Nice, tall first baseman.
Rademacher delivers. Beyer takes high for a ball and one away. One ball, one strike. Todd Welly listening up in Cross Lake today to our game broadcast. Thank you, Todd. 1-1 pitch, just outside a ball, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Rademacher, a quick pickoff move, back to second, and another tumble. Jordan Beyer goes over the top of the base runner, Andrew Welly. That happens a lot.
Yes, it does.
Jordan's going to lay on that base runner if that ball gets away from him.
They're coming so quick across like that, they can't stop their momentum. The wind is just starting to pick up here a little bit, blowing from right to left.
So that ball up in the jet stream may carry to left field. Here's Drake Beyer pounding it foul down the third baseline, and the count now at 2-2.
Couldn't ask for a more beautiful day for baseball, could you?
No,
this is awesome. About 70-some degrees and a nice breeze.
Two balls, two strikes.
Sit in the sun or the shade, you're comfortable.
Drake Beyer ready at the plate. Shane Rademacher looks back to second again. And he comes home, and Beyer drills it foul down the third baseline. Count stays at 2-2. Saw just at the start of this half inning, Colton Beyer went down to the bullpen and started getting loose for Meyer Grove. Probably anticipating that he would be Matt Imdick's relief if Matt would get in trouble. Rademacher delivers, and Beyer swings and misses strike three. Boy, Shane kept that away from him, and Drake lunged at it. Big out. To the plate, catcher Alex Welly.
That's in that bat there, too, where Drake needs to put the ball in play or try to move it over, move that guy from second over to third. Easier said than done.
That's right. All right, Rademacher. Back at the runner. His first pitch to Alex Welly, a ball low, 1-0. Alex so far today, 1-for-2, had a base hit back in the fourth inning. Stranded on the base path.
Got a good tournament going, 4-for-8 with a double.
Pitch two, Alex Welly outside and 2-0. Kurt Meyer going over some signs over at third. Doug Meyer's at the first base coach box. Rademacher sets himself and delivers. And there's a strike called to Alex Welly, and the count, two balls, one strike. Coming up right around 1:30 this afternoon, it'll be our second state tournament qualifier game. Richmond taking on El Rosa. See those teams start showing up here shortly, I'm sure. As this one is looped over the second baseman's head into right center field, a base hit. Coming hard to the plate is Andrew Welly, and the throw is up the line. He scores, and with the throw coming home, Alex Welly scoots to second on that throw.
God, he's setting the ball, isn't he, in this region so far? Mr. Welly, Alex Welly, like 4-for-8 going into that. He had the first time up, Randy. I'm not sure if he had a hit already today.
He's 2-for-3
so far. 2-for-3 already today, okay.
So Alex Welly gets himself an RBI. It's now 3-0 Meyer Grove, and that's hill to climb for Regal gets just a little tougher here, Don. We know this Meyer Grove team can hit. That's their seventh hit of the day. Jordan Klopach to the plate. He's 0 for 2. And Jaron Klopach, swing and a miss, strike one.
They don't hit for power that much, but they put the ball in play. Base hit,
a couple doubles here.
Occasionally doubles.
Jaron 0 for 2 so far today. Shane Rademacher looks back to second, and Jaron takes a strike call on the outside corner, and now 0-2. Anthony Welly on deck. 0-2 the count, one out for Meyer Grove here in the top of the sixth inning. Shane Rademacher on in relief of Chris Beyer, and this one driven to center field. Austin Campson shading back, and wow, he had a go a long way to make that catch. Tagging and going to third will be Alex Welly, and he's in safely. And he could do that because Austin Campson was running away from the infield trying to make that catch.
Did you see that throw from Austin?
That was a shot.
Right, one hopper to the bank.
It was actually very close.
Right on.
Yeah. Right on the bay.
Good throw. Welly.
And to the plate, Anthony Welly. The runner at third and two outs. The pitch to Anthony. A strike called, 0-1. Balls, one strike. Rademacher's pitch. Welly loops it to second. A one-hopper. Fielded by Chris Beyer over to first. 4-3 on the foot out. And that will do it for Meyer Grove in the sixth. One run on two hits. No errors, one left on base. After 5.5, Meyer Grove 3, Regal nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball action coming up in a minute here on KAFM.
Communities with the best communication services win. So when you choose Albany Mutual Telephone, a cooperative with one of the most advanced fiber-to-home networks in the country, you help ensure a strong community. That's something to feel good about. The best part, you get ultra-fast internet, TV, and cash back. That's 30, 40, even 50% of what you spend back. If you're already a part of them, thank you. If not, switch today. Returns based on past distributions, future performance likely, but not guaranteed.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Matt Ipdick back on the mound. Set to face number two hitter Jordan Beyer. Nathan Meyer and Chris Beyer. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Meyer Grove. No runs. Five hits and no errors for Regal. The Regal followers starting to do their Regal chants here as Jordan Beyer hit with a pitch by Matt Imdick, and now
calling him back.
They're calling him back saying he lunged out at it. So Jordan Beyer will get called back to home plate. And now Tim Beyer wants an explanation from the home plate umpire, Tim Pratt, saying that Jordan stuck his elbow out on that pitch. So Tim Beyer wants to have a conversation with both umpires. Now Tim Pratt going to go down and talk to Nick Perscheid about what he saw. And they're going to make the batter Jordan Beyer hit at home plate again. So that gets ruled a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes.
Not sure what Doug was checking with him on it, but they called him.
Make sure it was a ball,
okay.
Probably. 1-0 the count. Jordan Beyer right on top of that plate as Imdick comes home. Pitches inside, and the count 2-0. The ball's no strikes.
Oh, he is. His back foot's right on the side of that line.
There's a strike called, and 2-1. Jordan Beyer having a good day. He's 2-for-2 for Regal.
I wouldn't like the crowd to play it like that, would you?
No. Beyer puts a bunt down third base, fielded cleanly, and the throw to first, and they're going to call the base runner safe.
Inside the base line.
And now a lot of controversy here as the home plate umpire telling the Meyer Grove players to get back in the dugout. And Nick Burscheid called the runner safe at first, and now Jordan Beyer is going to take off. He's going to go to third. He's going to come home. And we're going to get an explanation as to what's going on. I don't know here. This is just strange because basically the throw from the third baseman, Jordan Klopach, pulled the first baseman, Drake Meyer, off the bag. They called the runner safe because the throw was high.
I think they were looking more at that interference of him running on the inside of that line down the first base line.
So nobody paid attention to Jordan Beyer, so Jordan just kept running, and he's on third base now, and they're going to let him go right there. Here's Nathan Meyer at the plate. So as far as the throw goes, it might be an error on the throw or a hit on the throw.
I pulled him off the bag, so I would almost have to give him an error, wouldn't you?
Give him an error. It's Nathan Meyer pops it up, shallow right field, coming in hard is Colton Meyer. He'll make the catch and throw it into the infield, and Jordan Beyer's going to hold on at third.
Wasn't quite sure what the argument was about. We've seen him pull off Drake Meyer.
They're
going to
give him a hit.
Going to give him a hit, okay. But I watched Beyer running down the line also. He was like 2 feet
inside the line
as he crossed the bag yet. So I thought the home plate umpire was going to probably rule him out.
Here's Chris Beyer, and Chris is going to loop it over Klopach's head at short into left center field. The base hit, and Regal on the scoreboard here in the sixth inning. Now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. We're going to get a pinch runner, looks like, for Chris Beyer. Pinch running will be Keeman. Tyler Keeman.
That looks like Jeremy Rademacher.
Pinch running is for number 16.
Oh, 16. Okay, Tyler Keeman looked like 15 when he was running out there.
So Tyler Keeman out there running. Here's Nathan Beyer at the plate. 3-1 our score here in the bottom of the sixth. And Matt Imdick's pitch two. Nathan Beyer is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strike.
Nathan Beyer steps out of the batter's box.
Quick throw to first, and back safely is Keeman. Another quick throw, Keeman back safely. Matt Imdick looking down to Wellie's catcher. Beyer sets himself with a 1-0 count, and he loops this one over Klopach's head at short. That's a base hit, and the Eagles have runners at first and second with one out.
Matt gets himself a little bit of trouble here right now, and I see Meyer coming out.
So, on the scoreboard, Regal now with 8 hits. This ball game, 3 in this inning alone. Doug Meyer talking with Matt Imdick out on the mound. He'll bring his infielders in. So just a strange turn of events. Of course, to start the sixth inning with Jordan Beyer getting hit by a pitch, and then the home plate umpire says, no, you threw your arm into it, you come back again. And then Jordan throwing a bunt down, and a nice play by Jordan Klopach over at third to field that one-hop bunt, but it pulled Drake Meyer off the base where he jumped straight up in the air. So there was that time where Meyer crossed first base. Drake Meyer was up in the air.
Well, they were arguing. Jordan Meyer just kept running, and he ended up at third base.
Yeah, and he has scored now. At the plate, Blake Karsh batting with two on and one out. First pitch, called strike to Blake. Blake's 0 for 2 so far today against Matt Imdick. Pitch outside of ball in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Matt Imdick ready. A quick throw back to second, and Jaron Klopach wasn't even on the bag. So Matt had to throw it to Jaron over at his shortstop spot.
Turn around, there's nobody. Might as well just roll it somewhere.
Pitch to Blake Karsh is low for a ball. And now two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. One out, two on. Karsh will foul it at the plate in the count. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 3-1. Fire Grove leading here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Imdick ready again. Here's Karsh, ground ball to second. They flip to second for one. The relay to first, not in time. Drake Meyer scoops it out. Saying safe at first, out at second, and holding on at third is Keeman.
Nice play by Drake over there to keep that from going to the fence on the sidelines there, and a run scoring. Gives them two outs now with runners at first and third. Sometimes you see that second baseman on a play like that with a runner like Karsh that's that quick that will flip around and go back to third base with the throw and see if he can get that runner rounding third base big. But bring Josh Byers to the plate. Josh 0 for 2 today. He bats with runners at first and third and two outs now. Adam Dick's pitch. There's a strike called and 0-1 to Josh.
Matt trying to limit the damage here in the sixth inning.
There's strike two called, and 0-2. You know, somebody at home posed a question to me, Don. How do you score that in the book with a Josh swings and misses strike three? How do you score a bunt in the runner getting to third on a bunt?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. For Regal here in the sixth, one run on three hits. There were no errors and two left on base. After six, it is Meyer Grove 3 and Regal 1. Region 15C baseball action back in a minute.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their VAT pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
The State Bank of Richmond is proud to be a part of the community and continues to offer their existing and new customers specialized services such as home, business, and commercial loans. If you have a dream home in mind, an expansion of your farm, or are starting up a new business, give the loan experts a call at the State Bank of Richmond. Phone 320-597-2145. That's 320-597-2145. Or stop by and visit with them, the State Bank of Richmond. Located on Main Street, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
To the top of the seventh inning, and Kurt Marthaler will lead it off. First pitch to Kurt, strike, and 0-1. As Shane Rademacher delivers again, and Kurt Marthaler, line drive to short. Jordan Byer has it for the out.
2 pitches. One quick out. John Rademacher's throwing well since he came in on relief. That will bring the top of the order, and Tanner Klopach to the plate. And the first pitch to Tanner, a strike call, 0-1.